The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots fighting for fairness for all, but they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit.
All right, yes. You guys are tuned in to the National Intel Reports. Thank you for all those who listen to RBN and, you know, supporting our shows. Thank you to Mike Rivera, show for this one. And, yeah, I am your guest host today. And I do apologize to RBN listeners. I have been so sick, a little under the weather. Still dealing with health concerns here, but it's not life or death. So I'm on the air today, and I've actually get me through today. Going to have a couple of guests for you guys. First hour, we're having Roger Landry on. And in the second hour, we're going to bring on Joseph Leonard, which is a guy I had on previously, earlier this week, as a matter of fact. And not a lot of you guys got to call in and ask me questions. I know when I get sick and leave that void, I try to leave some good content for you guys. I try my best not to have any rerun material, at least not my own. So I try to have some good, either another host take over or another show to take over. But I am getting through what I need to get through, and hopefully I shouldn't affect my attendance here further. But without further ado, we do have, as I mentioned before, Roger Landry on the air here with us to help me out. Come on, help me out, brother.
Okay. You mean start or continue?
Well, I mean, I'm still running a fever. My brain is technically not running at optimal proficiency. So
I'm going to leave that comment alone. You got to remember, I've known you for quite a while, and it's not a matter of whether or not you're smart. We all know you are. It's not a matter of whether or not you can pipe up with some serious wisdom on occasion. We all know you can. It's a matter of when you know somebody long enough, you know the right buttons to push.
Yeah, well, you're a certified operator.
Okay. I'm very, very happy that you asked me to step in. Look, John was a very good friend of mine. John, like I said, was also the who's the media director for TLB Talk, which is a project both you and I are involved in. And John, as far as I'm concerned, was one of those individuals who pretty much lived to make sure the truth got out. And that just, it bred a lot of respect in me. It brought a lot out.
You know, speaking of John, I know we're going to have a tribute show to him. Well, every show is a tribute to him. That's why we keep this hour alive. But we're really going to have a super duper tribute show for John Stadmiller coming up soon.
Yep.
And I'm not exactly sure what that entails, people, so don't ask me. Don't ask us. But when it comes up to us doing it, I do believe we will not disappoint.
Well, from what I understand, it's still being thought out and put together. And a tribute is something that I'm sure a lot of people will want, especially the great hosts on RBN will want to contribute to. So I'm looking forward to that. I really am.
Absolutely. Yes. I can't imagine the wonderful things that she would have to say about Biden here. That's my favorite subject with you, of course. His last speech, I don't know if you heard it or not, so divisive. Oh, he wants to unify America, but the speech is basically him telling us that he hates us all and he's declaring war on us.
That's an absolute necessity. He doesn't have any choice, okay? Let me explain something to you, and I'm sure most of your audience knows, and I'm sure you know this, but you asked me, and I'm going to tell you, all right? And you know me, I'm not bashful. Never have been, never will be. Stop and think about what you just said, okay? Joe Bob was originally running on a platform of bringing America together, of unifying America, because by his admission and by what he saw from his basement, 95% of the 2020 election was that America was split. It wasn't united. So he was going to run on a platform of making sure that he unified America. And we all know that's not happening. We all know that if anything, it's exactly the opposite. But why at this point, just prior to, and we're talking about 2 months out, okay, an election that could mean a huge amount to America, an election that could change the course of America, the course it's on. Why would he be so divisive? Why would he have said last week that all of the MAGA Republicans and, you know, when you say that, then basically what you're doing is kicking, you know, Trump in the crotch, are either fascist or semi-fascist. He used the word semi-fascist. I guess he figured if he put semi in there, it wouldn't be as big a smack upside the head as it actually was. When you call, people in this country whose sole purpose for living, in a lot of cases, is literally the United States of America. If you take a look at who has the most patriotic groups, the most patriotic forums, whether it's Second Amendment, whether it's First Amendment, whether it's Fourth Amendment, what you find out is that a massive majority of these groups and organizations are not run by liberals. They're run by conservatives, but yet he tells the world that conservatives are destroying democracy. That, you know, conservatives and MAGA conservatives make America great. It is now a serious slap upside the head if you wish for America to be great. It is now supposed to be a bad word in your mouth, MAGA. It's supposed to be like, I don't know, spitting out a huge hawker or something. It is supposed to be that bad. But why is it happening? Why is it happening right now? I'm going to tell you that if Joe Bob had gotten into office and he had made the economy strong, he had taken care of education so parents still had a word in the decisions being made for their children. If he had, I'm not sure, you know, I won't say not gone towards the green side, but not in such a fashion that he's crippling the entire nation. Inflation is being driven by the price and the availability of oil, because it's at the base of so many things that rise in price that require you to borrow more money, so on and so forth. It is literally a catalyst, okay? If he had done all of these things that would have made Americans feel more comfortable coming out of a faux pandemic, yes, I said the word faux before pandemic, or the scamdemic or the plandemic, if he had done these things, he wouldn't have made that speech yesterday. It wouldn't have happened. There would have been no need for it. He would have been one of the most popular Democratic presidents in recent history. But it's not what Joe Bob was put into office for. Joe Bob ran for president 90 to 95% of the time from his basement. This guy couldn't even bring 100 people into an auditorium that held 5,000, while Trump was having 50,000 people in a stadium that only held 25,000. This is what we saw, okay? This guy was put into office for one reason and one reason only: to bring America to her knees. Anybody who doesn't believe what Roger just said, stop and think about this. And you've all heard me say it before, but it has to be repeated. Since Joe Bob has been in office, we have the highest inflation since the Great Depression, which literally had millions upon millions, tens of millions of Americans standing in bread lines, committing suicide on the streets, having no place to live, freezing to death in the winter. This is where it all headed in the Great Depression. That was 22 to 23% inflation. They're telling you it's 8.5% to 9%. It's a lie. It's 15 to 17%. That's an actual truth, okay? And there are ways to prove that. We don't have time for that, but believe me, if you want, you can do the research and find that out. All right, so we're approaching one of the highest levels of inflation. We pulled out of Afghanistan against the best information from all of his intel departments, even the majority of his generals saying, you can't do this. If you do this, it's going to be a disaster. He not only pulled out of Afghanistan, leaving almost $80 billion worth of modern weapons and support vehicles behind, but he left Americans behind, and he left tens of thousands of Afghanis who worked for the Americans while they were there for how many years? Those people are ripe to be slaughtered, because if you worked for Americans and you work for the American government and the Taliban takes over, you're first on the death squad. How many of them already are dead? And they're still finding them and killing them as I speak. There's still Americans over there. All of the people who trusted us, the nations that trusted us, our allies, looked at this and went, are you freaking kidding me? So the first day he gets into office, he cuts off probably what would have been the most fruitful pipeline bringing oil into this country. We had a country that didn't need to beg for oil from anybody, even though we were buying oil from overseas. We had enough in reserves and enough in the production area, which we could have increased, to be totally fuel sufficient. We didn't have to depend on anybody for even a drop. Now we've got to go begging for fuel because he shut off what is buried under the ground in America. We're not allowed to have our own oil. We need to beg countries that literally have an axe to grind with America for their oil. The border. When Trump was in office, the border was under control. Since Joe Bob has been in office, less than 2 years, in a little over 19 months, it is estimated that in excess of 5 million people have come across that border, of which a vast majority of them, there's no strings attached to them. They don't know where they are. They're gone. Catch and release. Hey, you know what? You got a court date on this date. Go away. Just make sure you're there. How many terrorists are in America? Coming across the southern border, they have actually identified, I think, between 60 and 70. But in the pullout of Afghanistan, over 200 of them, it's estimated as high as 300 of the individuals that were flown from Afghanistan under the orders of Joe Bob's office to the United States were on a terrorist watch list in Afghanistan. When they got here, the people checking them in were told to ignore the records, expunge the records, don't say anything. So we know for a fact, because out of those 5 million, there may be 2 to 3 million that nobody ever stopped and haven't got a clue where they are. How many of those were terrorists? I would tell you between 700 and 1,000 terrorists are now in the United States of America. Stop and think about what Roger just said. This is what's happening. So let's put all of this together. If Joe Bob had done a great job, if he had made the economy strong like he promised, if he had made the school system responsible to the parents, as he initially said it should be, if he had done all of the things, if he had unified the nation, there never would have been a reason for him to get up and declare half of America to be righteous enemies of, guess what? Yeah, our democracy. In other words, we are all traitors to America. The reason he's doing it is because the economy's crashing, the school system is crashing, trust in government is crashing, our ability to fill our cars at a price that's half, even close to being decent, is crashing, our economy is crashing. Should I go on? Because I can. I could probably give you at least 15 items that are worse now than they have been in the entire history of this country, with the exception of, guess what, the Great Depression. You heard that speech yesterday because he has no choice. The Democrats have to take your attention away from the failures of the Democratic Party, the biggest failures in the modern history of America. They have to do it. It has to be drastic, and it has to pit us one against the other, or they know for a fact they won't stand a chance at all. Guess what? It's going to backfire on them, big time.
Well, you know, speaking of traitors to America, just for the simple fact that they're treating us like terrorists already. I mean, the idea, and literally, I mean, we have a Second Amendment to get rid of corrupt government. Now, for me, this whole January 6th, quote-unquote insurrection, what a word to use, these were people who, I don't want to say represent the entire country, but you've literally taken a sample, I would say a core sample, out of the American people. They were there at the White House, and they're angry and wanted change. Yep. You know, it only took, 3% of the population to conduct the American Revolution? Yep. The independence from UK, you got a small little core sample that went in to take over the White House. Did it without guns.
Yeah, but, well, you
know, they're all terrorists.
Look at this for a second, okay? Why are they so afraid of the conservatives? Why are they so afraid of the Republicans? Well, let me give you a small idea of why. Why do we have to be demonized so bad? First off, they don't want to lose power in November. They don't want to lose the House. They don't want to lose the Senate. They're probably going to, as a matter of fact, at least the House and probably the Senate as well, because this is going to backfire big time on them. But why are they so deathly afraid of the Republicans? Let me explain something to everybody out there listening. It is known that in U.S. private hands, the number of guns from what they semi-know, exceeds 300 million in private hands. There are estimates, okay, from untraceable or guns that are so old they weren't tracked when they were originally made, that there could be as many as 500 million or a half a billion guns in American private hands. Let me explain something to you listening. A vast majority of them, probably 80 to 90%, so let's say 85% right down the middle, belong to conservatives. A vast majority of all of these guns, what could be as many as a half a billion, 500 million guns in private hands, a vast majority of those belong to conservatives. What is the very first thing Mao did before he started his revolution and killed so many Chinese and took over? What's the first thing Lenin did, or Stalin? What's the first thing, and I could go on and on. These totalitarians, these authoritarians realized they had to demonize and then go in and strip the arms away by force if necessary, those who would put up any sort of a pushback against their totalitarian or authoritarian control of that nation. Mao killed tens of millions. Tens of millions died in Russia because of exactly what I just said. Let me explain to you again. American conservatives who have the majority of guns in private hands in this country hold more guns than the Chinese army, which is the largest standing army on the planet, by a massive amount. There are more guns in private American hands, of which a vast majority of those are in conservative hands, than any standing army on the planet by a huge margin.
As well, when I was in high school, one of my history teachers actually told me something really cool. He said, you know, the only reason why we haven't been conquered by Russians is because the American people still have guns.
Well, I'm going to take it one step further than that, because you just triggered something in me that I've said before to other audiences, and this is a part of history. After Yamamoto attacked, okay, and pretty much, you know, stuffed down a hole, Hawaii, they did a whole lot of damage in Hawaii, okay? After Yamamoto went and attacked Hawaii, his emperor told him, Hirohito, told him, in front of his entire court, Admiral, I wish for you to attack the western coast of the United States now. At which point, Yamamoto looked at Hirohito and said, and you didn't do this back then, because the emperor in Japan was considered basically a god. He looked at the emperor and he said, my emperor, I cannot do that. And there was a gasp from the entire court. What did this guy just say? And Hirohito looked down from his perch, obviously his throne, at Yamamoto and said, you need to explain yourself. And Yamamoto looked up at him and he said, Your Excellency, there will be an American with a rifle, because that's what they were called back then. There will be an American with a rifle behind every blade of grass. And this is why Yamamoto went against his emperor, which was something he just didn't do. Now imagine that then, and imagine since the end of World War II. All right, let's talk 75, 80 years ago, They were countries afraid of the amount of guns in American hands when our population was probably less than half of what it is, and the amount of guns in private hands was probably about a third of what it is today, if not less. And there were already nations, take what V said, take what I said, put it in the same pipe and smoke it. What you're looking at is a conservative group of Americans that are better armed. I'm not telling you Democrats don't have guns, but they may have one or two guns out of every 10, because most of them truly believe we shouldn't have guns. Why? Because that's what they've been told. The only reason, and this can be beat into your head over and over again, and some of you will still reject it because you won't study history. The only reason why any government will come down on you to disarm you is they wish more power. That's an absolute fact. In a constitutional republic with a Second Amendment, we are protected from that power grab. Unless Joe Bob gets into office and convinces half of the country that if all of us who have guns, all of us conservatives who have guns, are going to destroy America. We're going to destroy democracy. We're going to take the country backwards. Why? Because we believe in having the say over our children. Why? Because we believe in about a dozen other things that Democrats or liberals have been beaten down to the point where they can't believe anything else. Why do I even say that? What is the biggest voting block for the Democrats? Stop and think about this, people. It is underprivileged. It is the black race. It is the, and I'm not prejudiced, believe me. I was married to a Hispanic woman for 30 years. I've got children by her. It's the Hispanics. It's the black race. It is anybody who is outside the norm that has lived in poverty in this country, the inner cities of New York, the inner cities of LA, the inner cities of Chicago. This is where the largest population is they're confined into areas that are so small, but they're massive in number. And what do the Democrats do? They continue to promise them, if you do what we say, if you think as we think, we're going to give you free phones. We're going to pay your rent. We're going to make sure you get a check each month and you don't even have to work. We're going to make sure the underprivileged off races, and I don't say off as in they're not good enough, as in this is the way the Democrats look at them, that they can keep under their thumbs. In other words, every time you need something, I'll give you just what you need to survive. And when it's time to vote, that's the cost. This is what we're looking at, except under Trump, you had more African Americans voting Republican than ever in history. Today, you have more Hispanics who are telling the Dems, go eat it, and flipping them the bird, because they don't like the way they're being treated. They don't want the borders open either. Especially if they came across the border and did it properly and got their citizenship and had their children and want to be a part of America. What we are looking at today is a Democrat or a liberal portion of America that is about to lose everything they have been promised. Then where are the Democrats going to be? When this economy collapses, there will be no welfare. When this economy collapses, there will be no Social Security. When this economy collapses, we
got commercial break coming up. Oh, yeah, I can tell you what. And by the way, yeah, there's a reason why they go over the borders to get away from their relatives and their
yes!
family.
Yes.
Alright, well, we're gonna take a quick break, guys. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
All right. Not much time left. You know, we gotta get through all this information. I'm glad I don't spend so much time being a talking head, but you know, a lot of us got something to say, and there's just information out there we just cannot ignore. I know Roger has some very pertinent information here, but before that, I must say, everywhere I've been looking, especially in the gun control issue, these shooters, 99% of them are liberals. Oh, so what can?
No, you mean the ones that aren't the ones that aren't false flag events? Yes, and the whole thing about this is, and the thing of it is, what is a false flag event? If you pushed somebody, if you knew that somebody's buttons could be pushed and you could drive them over the edge, if you knew they were taking medications that would push them into a psychotic fit, yes, take a look at how many of these people committed mass shootings or on psychotropic or psychiatric drugs. Take a look. It will totally amaze you. If you knew these people could be controlled in that fashion, that you could drive them, then why wouldn't I send someone over to become their friend? and to convince them beyond a shadow of a doubt that the entire world was going to be trashed unless we did something to get rid of these evil people. And for anybody who thinks Rogers full of crap, take a look at how many of these mass shootings that have occurred occur from, again, people who are slightly deranged and have been all of their life. They've got brain problems, or people that are on psychotropic or psychiatric drugs, or people that have had severe disasters in their recent past, either a wife or a husband that absolutely cheated on them or stole everything from them and went away from their life, or a business partner that absolutely stole everything from them or whatever. And now they're on these drugs just to keep them stable in some way, shape, or form. And we know that these psychiatric or psychotropic drugs can be used as a trigger. A lot of these individuals who have done these mass shootings have been on psychiatric or psychotropic drugs. Do some research. I don't lie. I don't bullcrap. And a lot of them have been liberals. But at the same time, when you listen to the news, the way they put it to you, they've got you convinced that this was a conservative nut without ever using the word conservative. Okay? It's just the implications they make. So,
well, and the implications, especially to inflate the truth. Yeah, I can tell you, we don't have just a monetary inflation. We have a information inflation.
I agree.
That is filled with garbage. What, it's something that I like. You know, when they show you the charts, now this is progressed. This is a time progression. They'll show you a chart of the mass shooters. And yep. If somebody will have a point, okay, these are white guys. Okay, you know. And, you know, it's been a part of entertainment media culture, especially with black comments. Oh, you know, you guys are scared of us, but hey, you know, white kids these days, oh, keep them away from us. You know, they're liable to shit up your school. You know, that became a thing. And then the next thing comes out, it's the pie gets bigger. You see, because there are these angry white supremacists out there, you're like, look at all these black people who are shooters. And no, they want to point it out. And then, the chart has gotten huge. It is literally someone made a mosaic of a different picture with all the different people, every different color, race, gender, everybody of all these shooters.
I agree. But you have to back off just a second and really understand how many. And again, the most used and abused races in this country are African American and Hispanic. I said used and abused, and that's exactly what I meant. Okay? Hold on. If you stop to consider how many violent crimes are actually committed by the white race, a very, very small portion, maybe about 10%, of the violent crimes are committed by Caucasians. A vast majority of them are done by either African American or Hispanic individuals. But yet they make up a very small portion of the population. The black ratio to white ratio, I think it's like 6 or 7% of America is African American. About 6 to 7%, maybe a little higher, is Hispanic. But a majority of the violent crimes comes from them. Why? Because they have been treated that way. Because they've been pushed into a corner. You're right. They've been pushed into a corner by inflated truth, which is exactly what you said, to the point where they feel if they can't go down the street and rob somebody because they have more privilege than I do, and why the hell should they have money and my family be starving? If they can't do that, who are you going to try and stop them? This is what we're talking about. Under Trump, who is being literally demonized as the devil who is destroying democracy in America, the African-American and the Hispanic divide between them and the Caucasian race was the most narrow it had ever then. There were more jobs. There was more employment. They had a higher standard of living. Their education level soared. All of this was getting better, which is another reason you got to get rid of Trump. Because if that division isn't there, your army isn't there.
Yep. And the reason why I was bringing this up, I mean, yeah, I mean, the mosaic of all the shooters, they're now classifying. This is what gets me. And to show that black people are the problem and Hispanic peoples are more of the problem, they start adding in to the mass shooters gang violence.
MS-13.
Yeah, gang violence, store robberies. They're just adding any crime with a gun.
Yep.
And putting those people's mugshots in there. See, it's not us white people who are mass shooters.
Yep. All right, look, I know that you want
media coverage.
I know. Look, the thing of it is, we could take this hour, we could chew it up and spit it out without a problem. I know that you wanted to see if there were any callers, and I have a show on RBN on Sundays, okay? So I am always happy to hear what other people have to say. So if you've got a caller or two and you want to invite them in, let's do that, okay? If you believe me, I can keep talking.
I do believe Mike mentioned that we had some on the line. Can you? Oh, you didn't save them. Oh, okay.
Okay. So I have to keep talking. Call in.
Let's give them a chance. Let's give them a chance. We know they're listening.
We can talk until they do.
Right? Yeah, guys, call in. I know you got the phone number because this hour. Let's keep going here.
Okay, let's take this one more time and put it into perspective. All right, if you stop to consider that 2 years ago there was never any talk from anybody, no matter who their politics were, about conservatives being the most evil people on the planet, about conservatives being fascist, about conservatives being semi-fascist, excuse me, about conservatives wanting to destroy democracy, about conservatives wanting to literally separate us and make us enemies of one another. There was no talk about that. It didn't exist. As I said, we had the best relationships, interracial relationships, this country had ever seen in the 4 years of Trump. Not a joke. Go do a little research. And now, all of a sudden, you can't have that. And it's like I said just before we got to the break. If you tell me that there is no stress between these races anymore, then I have no army. I have nobody to wear the Antifa uniform. I have nobody to wear the BLM uniform. I have nobody to bomb the cities and destroy the inner cities with billions of dollars worth of damage and let them away scot-free. Let them away scot-free. Even the ones that were arrested were released the following day without bail, saying, yeah, just come back for your court date. How many do you think actually did? But at the same time, you have a bunch of people, conservatives, who, by comparison, did maybe 0.1% of the damage that was done in the least firebomb city during the riots. I mean, we're talking about a few broken windows, and that's about it on January 6th. We're talking about the only person killed was somebody in the crowd, not anybody who was working, you know, for the Democrats or anybody who was a cop or whatever. It was one of the people who were demonstrating. A vast majority of these people walked through Congress taking selfies of themselves. I will tell you something, okay? Remember what I told you? All of these individuals that firebombed billions of dollars worth of damage, people killed, the whole nine yards, hardly anybody ever went to jail, and if they did, they were out the next day without bail. How many Americans that took part in January 6th got arrested for walking through Congress, which is the people's house, and they were invited in, there's videos of this, by the actual Capitol Police? They opened the doors and waved them in. How many of them are still sitting in jail? How many of them have never been allowed representation? That is a constitutional right, but they haven't been allowed representation. And they've been in jail for how long now? Gee, that would be well over a year. What, a year and a half? And some of them have been sent to prison for many years for parading on congressional grounds. Listen to me, people. This is why I said, if you have peace amongst the races, you have lost your army.
Right. Okay, well, hold on. Now, we got Andy on line one. Andy's one of my bros here. You got to talk to him.
Excellent.
Hey, thanks, gentlemen. I heard the Paul Revere call for a phone call, so I figured I'd call in. How long are we going to live in insanity? I mean, you know, we're doing all the talk shows. We're putting all the information out. People aren't grasping it as fast as we need them to do. So we're also saying, well, if we just get this red wave in November and then we get Trump or DeSantis, you know, 2 years later, yep. If we just do this and we just do this, I mean, you've been alive for a while. Both you gentlemen have. You know we've been pushing that barrel down the road for a while. It's called insanity. You keep trying to do the same thing over and over again, thinking you're going to get different results. And these laws that they put down, I mean, you can't do this. You can't take money from this place. It doesn't matter anymore. It doesn't matter. And if voting did matter, they wouldn't let us do it. And so we're counting on voting. That's how rigged this entire thing is. And so I'm just wondering, how long do you think we're going to play this game? You know where they're pushing this. It's going right to a war. They're going to get us to shoot. The problem is, did they deball all of our men before we get to that point, and it never happens? That's the problem, because I really see that we should have stood up a long time ago. Look, Sri Lanka stood up after they didn't have any food. They went and got their government. That didn't feed them. Okay, so what are we doing right now? We've got maybe 6 months worth of food, fresh food, and maybe some shelf life stuff, and then the stuff that the government's going to cheat us into going into these camps to eat their stuff. Why are we not standing up now? I don't understand this. This is a psychological game being played on America, and we're falling for it.
Now, I got to tell you something. That is just absolutely phenomenal. I think you deserve a twin star, the pin on your chest. For that. That's perfect. No, I'm dead serious. Let me explain to you why you're right. I remember 10 years ago when I started writing about a government that was going out of control. I remember telling people 10 years ago that within a decade, we wouldn't be able to recognize our own governance. Trump was never supposed to get into office. They messed up. That's the only reason he got there. All of this should have been done by now. America should have been on her knees by now, and would have been had Hillary been elected and spent 8 years in office. I will tell you one thing that I don't quite agree with you on, and I don't think you're wrong. I just said I don't quite agree with you. I remember the amount of people back then that told me I was nuts. I remember the amount of people back then that said you're tinfoil hat wear. I remember that hardly anybody would read what I wrote or listen to what I said because they didn't want to be wrong by association. Today, it's totally different. Are there people up in arms? I don't so much think that that's absolutely necessary at this point, but a show of force is absolutely necessary. Do we need marches in the streets with hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people? Absolutely. But we are getting there very, very quickly. And we wouldn't have even had a prayer 10 years ago. I have seen in the last 2 years the rise of people being pissed off at an exponential rate. I already told you the most well-armed faction on the entire planet is the U.S. conservative group. I will also tell you that there are people who are already talking about mass marches, who are already talking about literally shutting down cities with so many people marching in the streets. I will tell you that if Joe Bob, who really shot himself in the foot yesterday because he has pissed off so many people, it's insane. He has probably brought that to the next level much quicker than would have happened had he kept his stupid mouth shut. I'm going to tell you that we may be a whole lot closer, not to an armed insurrection, but to literally millions of people in the street saying, hell no. Now, let me finish this with one thing you really need to hear. In Texas the other day, there was a brunch held by some trans people. They dressed up in trans outfits, men, dressed up in trans outfits, and invited 20 children to have brunch with them. Listen to me. They sexualized 20 children, all right? And outside, to make sure nobody disturbed what was going on inside, and this happened in Texas, and it was a distillery that sponsored the brunch, outside standing in front of this to make sure nobody bothered them were Antifa. Standing there with their black outfits on, their black face masks on, holding AR-15s. Wait a minute. Didn't the left tell us we shouldn't have guns? Didn't the left tell us that that's the reason we're so evil? But yet you had about 20 fully armed with loaded AR-15s Antifa standing outside of a brewery-sponsored brunch for transsexuals to teach our children and play with our children. Hey, this Roger. Is where we're sitting.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah. No, I'm with Whitney Houston when it comes to the children. You know, teach the children well and let them lead the way. And
I agree.
You know, and that's a beautiful song. She was a beautiful singer, and she really said it well. But I do have to disagree with the idea of getting a whole bunch of people who are pissed off at America rallying in a specific city or a state or whatnot. I think that makes us a target at this point. I think
I'm talking about across the whole country. I'm talking
across
the whole country.
That's freedom of speech and action, though. That's why we need to learn, we need to teach, we need to lead, just like what you said.
Agreed.
So we need to be the better example.
Agreed.
And take political offices where we can.
I'm going to tell you that prior to any massive armed revolution, there was massive demonstration. And I will also tell you, if you take a look at your history, the unarmed massive demonstrations were quite effective in many cases, especially when you consider that the people that were standing there doing those rallies and blocking those streets by the hundreds of thousands, if not millions, are the best armed group on the planet.
Well, okay, is there going to be any kind of structural government whatsoever at all once we hit the starvation part, which the United Nations and themselves have come out and said by early 2023 we'll start to see how food is going to be disappearing and whatnot. I mean, the whole political structure is falling apart here.
No,
we can talk about the future, but is there a future?
I not only agree with you, but you have to remember that 7 or 8 months ago, Joe Bob stood in front of America and said there will be food shortages. What Joe Bob didn't tell anybody is that just the other day, another food processing plant burned down. What Joe Bob didn't tell anybody is that we have had more food processing plants destroyed in the last 18 months than in the last 25 years. Well, gee, there's a coinky dink for you. Do you think maybe they're trying to starve us? How many farmers have been paid 160% of the value of their herd to slaughter their entire herd? How many farmers have been paid 160% of the value of their crop to plow their crops under before they ever went to market? This is all being done intentionally. It is choreographed.
Yep.
And so do you think a government will survive all that? No, it's going to be anarchy in its greatest effect. Anarchy is not a bad thing, but anarchy when it's just you do your own thing, that's going to be terrible, and we're going to see it, especially in these cities. It's going to be terrible.
Let me ask you a question. Of course, there's still going to be government. They have all these continuous government programs. These underground bunkers. These military bases. I know for a fact Roger has been at least at a few of these things.
I spent 30 years working for the DOD. Yes, I know. Believe me,
well,
I know.
Well, if this is a controlled demolition, certainly they're going to have people still running the show, whether it's a government or a Stogie or you know, the brown shirts.
Agreed.
Or whatever. There's going to be somebody running it, yeah.
Yes,
all right,
I
gentlemen,
agree.
Thanks for your time. I sure appreciate it.
You are somebody that's worth talking to. Thank you for calling.
That's my boy, Andy.
I really enjoyed that. And I think we're about done, but I'm glad you got one call in, and we might have kept a couple of other people from calling in because we took so long. But his points are all exceedingly and extremely valid. We are headed to a place America hasn't been in a very, very, very long time. And it's dangerous.
Well, I say it's time to put down the TV, start burning some trans fats, and I don't mean fat trannies.
And get involved.
Yeah, hey, get involved.
Yeah, I got that joke. I got that joke.
Yeah,
I did.
I couldn't help myself.
Yeah.
All right. Yes. Well, I guess this sort of wraps up. Well, we want people to hop on TLBtalk.com, right?
We want them to hop on TLBtalk.com because if you try and say what we just said here on Facebook, you try and say it on YouTube or Twitter, you try to say it on the TLBtalk.com, you can say it.
Say it. Say it loud. Say it proud.
Yep. Social media for the awake.
Yeah, for the awake and hopefully for the pissed off, too.
Not the awake. Not the woke. The awake. There's a difference.
Yes. Woke is like being blasted on meth or something.
Yeah.
Being awake is like a little bit of coffee.
Thank you so much for inviting me on again. I really enjoy doing a show with you, Matt.
I love it. Yeah. All right, guys. We're going to have Joseph Leonard on next hour, and we'll have the phone lines open as well. So stay tuned.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.